The following is a Castwave Studios production.
The Internet, the final frontier.
Oh, welcome, welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere, episode 244, take two. Tonight, we talk about DC fandom and why Zach must eat some crow. Disney Plus announces The Mandalorian Season 2 release date, but no trailer. And Snafu and Mulan's for digital release, and Hasbro decides to eliminate half of the planet by region locking PulseCon. And also, we needed Anderson Christensen on his War of Boneless Wings right here. Boldly Going Nowhere.
Not bad.
Hey, you know, I could do better, but I do miss my board.
Did you did you lose some air on the number? You were like episode 2.
I did. Well, I was like 2.
Well, to be fair, let's recall that this actually was supposed to be this episode actually was supposed to come out last week. Unfortunately, when we did the recording,
technical difficulties.
Yeah, Sean accidentally had himself muted for the entire hour and a half. So
we heard him, but
we heard
nobody
him.
Nobody else did.
No one else.
And we are live on Twitch, and then that's twitch.tv/castwave_studios. If anyone in chat, like listening to the show live, if you cannot hear us, please speak up, or else it's all your fault, and I will shift all the blame to you.
Yeah, if you, yeah, remember, viewers,
because I triple checked that.
If you can't hear Sean, because the rest of us are fine.
Oh my god. Yeah, welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere.
It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast ears listen.
Yep.
Yay.
So today we have Brian as a stand-in. As to right right over here, because he couldn't be with here with us today, but you needed his face, right? So we decided to include
he's here
that
in
right below there.
So he may not be with us, right. You know, he might not be with us, you know, here in the stream, but he's with us in spirit, and thus we had to represent such.
I mean, if you've seen some of the previous streams, this isn't all that different than what you get when he's here.
I mean,
well,
yeah,
we should wait. We should all, Colin, you too.
Other hand.
Okay, that's good.
All right, good. Yeah, we have our YouTube image, everybody.
Yep.
Job well done.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, one less thing to worry about.
Oh,
yeah. So we're going to talk about some of the topics we talked about last week, specifically DC fandom. And, Zach, again, since you were the one who was most... Oh, he's still got the liquor.
It still hurts. Ugh. Perhaps I'll pour a little extra.
Hey, Zach, can you hand me some through the screen there? You got to reach into your camera, and I'll pull it out there.
There we go.
You got it?
Where are you? Are you up
like,
or down?
I'm right here on the camera. Like, you pull it through the camera. Thanks. I got it. Weird. Whereby does have this nice feature where you can just...
Yay, cheap humor.
Oh, whereby, man. Where you can actually reach out and touch someone.
Yes.
I hear they got moving pictures soon.
Touching you.
Brian is skeptical of that joke.
So, Zach, tell us all about DC fandom.
I'm ready.
Tell us all about DC fandom. You watched the entire thing, didn't you?
I watched it all day. I watched the entire thing from beginning to end. I went in with a completely open mind because I recently blogged that I think DC is improving, especially over the last 3 years. So mm-hmm. I like the concept of Fandome. I like the list of stuff that was coming to Fandome. So the only thing that could hurt DC was DC themselves. So me and a couple of my friends and my fiance, we all got on Discord and streamed the whole thing and watched everything. And DC didn't hurt themselves. DC, it was fucking awesome. Like, it was absolutely fantastic. Like, I've never been more excited to watch a bunch of DC stuff than I am now. And now okay. I'm gonna hang on.
Right.
Burns. Almost as much as this situation.
Burns. The truth does, Zach.
In my defense, Batman versus Superman is still trash.
Oh, it's a beautiful trash, though.
That being said, no, it's not.
It's beautiful trash.
No, it's not. Beautiful trash is like an empty McDonald's bag. But yeah, so they kick things off wisely, in my opinion, with a Wonder Woman 2 online panel. The cast was there. They showed a new trailer. The new trailer was just as good as... I mean, okay, just as good is not fair. It was good. It wasn't as good as the first trailer, which was epic, but still, it was... They showed what Cheetah looks like, and, like, the movie still looks absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, who isn't going to go see that? It's Wonder Woman.
I am.
Yeah, I'm all over that. Let's see. Then they jumped into some video games. They did... they both looked to be four-player multiplayer, which... I'm immediately on board because when you do multiplayer in story, that's a lot more interesting than playing Call of Duty 100 times where nothing changes. So the first one's called Gotham Knights. Takes place in a world where Batman has died, but all four of the familiar sidekicks are still trying to keep Gotham together in Batman's passing. So you get Jason Todd, you get Nightwing, you get Batgirl, and you get... which one of the Robins?
Well, see, that's the question. So is it Robin, which is Damian Wayne, or is it Red Robin, which is Tim Drake?
Unknown.
Or wait, is he no, Red Tim... Robin, or is he straight up Drake now?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So, it might be Damian Wayne. I just know it's a Robin in a Robin outfit.
See, he looked older, so I want to say it's Tim Drake.
Mm. I mean, I'm good either way.
Right.
Like, I can play as any of these characters.
Well, and also, if I'm not mistaken, this is actually supposed to take place outside of the Arkham universe, right?
It is. It's fully independent. It's its own thing.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, it could be Damian, just an older Damian.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into the concept because, like, how can I put this? I get kind of tired of Batman.
You don't say.
Just a little bit.
You don't say.
What do you think, Brian?
An excellent point.
It's great. Yeah, you know, I agree. Like, I really do feel like about Batman. It's good.
So the next game they announced was a Suicide Squad game. Funny thing about that is in the Arkham universe.
Yep.
And but it's in Metropolis, and the title of the game is Suicide Squad: Kill the Justice League.
Hell
and
yeah.
The first thing they show in the trailer is Brainiac's ship. So I assume that means the entire Justice League has been, like, brain-boozled. And the Suicide Squad, who you're playing as, is in charge of taking them down. So you'll potentially fight the Batman that you've played as in, like, three or four games now mm-hmm. as Suicide Squad. And, I mean, who's not interested in that? Like, I mean...
I am.
And what other Justice League members might be there? Can you fight the Flash? Can you fight Wonder... I mean... I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued enough to buy the game, especially if I can play with my friends. And you get to play as King Shark, and I love King Shark. And
right,
like yeah, so, I'm on board.
You're all over that. I personally definitely enjoyed Captain Boomerang and his hilarious Australian accent.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. Especially, I like how they made fun of Deadshot's "I never miss" thing. Because like they're like yeah you say it every bloody time.
Say it every bloody time.
You never shut up about it.
Yeah, you never shut up about it.
Also, I think we talked about this the last time we had this conversation, but Is it Tara Strong? Did we ever get confirmation on that? Is it Tara Strong voicing Harley Quinn?
I can't find the cast yet. If it's not her, it's someone that sounds just like her.
I bet it's Tara.
Yeah.
I hope it is. I mean, it'd be foolish not to. But I mean, right. I'm on board.
She's the best Harley Quinn voice.
Oh, yeah. And then they finally did like a full announcement of the Suicide Squad sequel or prequel. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. The cast is absolutely fucking bonkers. Have you seen this?
Yep.
Like, there's like 19 people in this movie,
yeah.
including John Cena, Michael Rooker, let's see, Nathan Fillion. I just lost his name. Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, yeah.
Come on.
Flula Borg's in it. I was like, wait, what?
What part of their budget is just the star power? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Whew.
I guess that's what you get with James Gunn. I mean,
it's true. He knows people.
He's picked apart like, you know, some of the best parts of the Guardians of the Galaxy films, and just like, here, I'll just, you know,
just sprinkle the people in there.
Yeah,
I directed Super, so I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, because there's no way of getting around this. The first Suicide Squad was also a piece of shit.
Really? I thought it was no. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it just because it just looks stupid.
Oh, you should. You really should.
Is it even bad? Good? You know, like, no. Can I enjoy it ironically, Colin? No. Colin, you're the expert on that.
The Joker will make you want to hurt yourself. That's how bad the Joker is.
I'll say this much.
Well, I just rewatched the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah, so this will...
On HBO Max, so I have my standard for what's decent.
Yeah, so you just ate a delicious collection of fine grapes, and now you're going to bite into a rotten one.
So, honestly, Sean,
yeah.
I would say that if you don't take it seriously, like, if you go into it with the expectation, yes, this movie is bad, I think you could easily power your way through it. Like, there are some bits that are interesting.
It's a great movie. Introducing some reviews, like, power your way through it.
It is a movie.
Is this like a hike in the woods, or is this a movie? Hey, power your way through it.
Look on the bright side.
It's a marathon.
Have you seen the third act of Avengers?
Yeah.
That's like 25% of this movie.
Which Avengers?
The first one. They open a portal. They open a portal in the sky, and bad things come out.
So what every movie did.
Yeah.
Why do we could just stay away from sky portals?
You can watch it for Will Smith.
And now am I gonna watch this and be just as pissed about is it like Fan 4 Stick? Because I watched that and I was sincerely pissed.
I know better than to watch that movie, so I won't do it.
Yeah, you'll be pissed about that one, but
I know, I'm the only one that's hyping up the fact that Marvel's gonna make a movie and everybody goes, it's Fantastic Four, and I'm like,
all right.
You just haven't seen a good one yet anyway, before I get
I guess I'm watching
shit.
Suicide Squad then.
May God have mercy on your soul.
I'm gonna need more of wherever that came from.
All right. Yeah. Well, okay. So let's see. I've got this. I've got this. Let's see. I've got this.
Okay. Okay.
If you want wine, I've got this. So we should be
okay. Okay.
I've got libration. You're gonna need it.
All right. I'm covered.
Yes.
It won't be as bad, but I can at least laugh at it.
Just drink until
I laugh at totally inappropriate stuff anyway. So.
Or just drink until you can't feel your face and start laughing at, like, the wall. That'll get you through it.
that subtitle font is funny.
Yeah.
It'll be one of those.
So whatever you gotta do, because it's gonna be a chore.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, the Suicide Squad 2... Or The Suicide Squad, I think it's just the title of this. It looks great. Some of the cast members from the last one are returning, but it's the ones that you would, like, want to see again. So, you know.
Margot Robbie.
Okay, most of the people you want to see again.
I mean, you might not have liked her. I'm just saying I like her as an actress. She's a good actress.
I like her as an actress. I do not like her as Harley Quinn.
Well, maybe she'll have this movie to change your opinion.
Yeah, we'll see.
Don't like Margot Robbie, huh?
I said I like her as an actress. I do not like her as Harley Quinn. Her Harley Quinn is fucking awful.
She was good in Wolf of Wall Street.
He agrees with me. Look at him.
Anyway.
That's a thinking man right there. but yeah, moving on. There was a 10-minute Flash trailer, and we're talking like gone. Which may have been done ironically. I'm not sure. It was enough. They didn't have much to show. You know, it was mostly like funny little trivia questions about speed and stuff like that. But then they showed concept art of a new Flash suit since the Justice League changeover. It looks good. It looks faithful, a little more faithful to comics, stuff like that. It looks good. Mainly they
Oh no, I have become the Brian.
Are you okay?
He just popped out and then popped back in again.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she said. So I'm going to switch Brian over under you, Zach. So he's directly under you. Yeah. Directly under your microphone.
Cool.
And Colin, he's towards your hallway. Yeah, there you are.
But the second piece of concept art was Flash in the new uniform standing beside Michael Keaton's Batman. And that got a lot of people very excited because we also know that Batfleck is also in it. So that's at least two Batmans. So I do have faith in that movie. Like I know like Ezra Miller's kind of a touchy subject right now because of some issues outside the movies and stuff. But I mean, he's passionate about this. He was in Crisis on Infinite Earths. He cameoed so that Flash met him. And I thought that was a great scene. So, I mean, he cares about the character. And this movie already looks very interesting, very great. Even if you're not a Flash fan, especially if you're a Batman fan.
And Batman.
So I can. So, yeah, you can. Yeah, Sean, you can tell Sean that has just watched the Bale trilogy.
Where are they? I'm just like.
Is that like Bale / De Niro?
Well, I'm Batman. Fucking Batman. You talking to me, Batman? It'll be redone better with CGI.
No. We'll get into that later. Then we get into Black Adam, which, as you know, they haven't had a chance to film yet. It's still in pre-production. But The Rock gave a dazzling presentation, including two teasers that he narrated, and then the images were all hand-drawn work by Jim Lee. So, and his narrations were solid. It was like a little bit of his pre-story.
That was all Jim Lee?
Yeah.
No wonder why I look good. No wonder why I was just like, this looks really good. And
they showed like his story in the past, like how he came to be. They showed him fighting like an ancient Shazam. They showed him meeting the JSA, which was like Hawkman and Dr. Fate and Cyclone and Atom Smasher.
So let me get this straight. We're going to have Zachary Quinto. We might have Zachary Quinto and The Rock in the same movie.
You mean Zachary Levi?
Zachary Levi.
Ron Zachary.
Not Quinto.
If not this, then he'll definitely be in Shazam 2, I'm sure. And then they also, Rock also hinted that he may, didn't say which movie, but he may tango with Superman, in which case I will shit my pants. So, and then there was a Shazam panel. It was extremely short. They didn't have much to share. The cast was all there. They were just kind of joking, saying hi and stuff. They introduced a poster. The movie's actually called Fury of the Gods, which is a good title, and they had a sort of a surprise casting announcement. They didn't say who he was or who he's playing, but Sinbad is in the movie. Hey, I'm happy to see him. I've been complaining for years, but he's just off the grid.
I haven't seen him for years since Jingle All the Way. I think that's the last time I saw him in something. Jingle All the Way.
I haven't seen him since First Kid.
oh God, First Kid or Good Burger or.
Oh, Good Burger. No way. Good Burger's the last time I saw him.
Brother Reed, you have messed up my afro.
You guys are. I don't think I've seen Good Burger. I just saw like all that skits. I haven't seen.
You've never seen the movie.
I've never seen
the movie. It's one of the finest movies ever made with human hands, and you haven't seen it.
I mean, Sean.
I mean, it wasn't on AFI's top 100.
Yeah, you're right, because Siskel and Ebert said it's trash. So.
So it means it's good.
In this case, yes.
Sean, I mean, Sean, when
I
you've
love
got
shitting
a movie,
on critics.
Yeah, when you've got a movie where Abe Vigoda is dancing to George Clinton in Parliament Funkadelic, I don't really think you can top that.
Abe Vigoda dances to
George Clinton in the Parliament Funkadelic.
All right, now that's another movie I have to watch.
No, you can't beat the dialogue in this movie.
So I'm watching Suicide Squad and then Good Burger, so I should follow up Suicide Squad with Good Burger, so it's a palate cleanser.
And there's a thing that you should do that I recommend, as stupid as this sounds, because my brother and I do this at least once a year. We get a bunch of beer, and then we get McDonald's or Burger King, and then we watch Good Burger while we eat fast food.
That sounds
great. Makes sense.
It's great. It's
fantastic.
That sounds fantastic. You've got to. you're in for a treat on that one. But So Sinbad is in Shazam. Very exciting. I love Sinbad. He's always been funny. He's a great guy. Don't know why he just disappeared off the face of the earth and, you know, gave us people like Justin Bieber instead.
Because I think people got him. People got his movie. Wasn't he in a Genie movie? Like around the same time as Kazam.
You mean Shazam? No, Kazam. No, you're right.
It's Kazam.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he was in a Genie movie. They made that joke in the panel, though. They made a joke about Kazam, and he was like, "Oh, and me." Because that was Shaq, was it not?
It was Shaq.
Well, that was Kazam, but
yeah.
So
just Google real quick. Has Sinbad ever played a Genie?
Dear Reddit, has Sinbad ever played a genie?
But I mean, regardless, Shazam has my money because the first one was amazing. Like, it was one of the best DC movies they've made so far.
Yep.
So
it's saying that his movie. So the story for the longest time was that around the same time as Kazam came out with Shaquille O'Neal, that Sinbad did another movie where he played a genie called Shazam. But apparently it's one of those, it's the Mandela effect. It's like one of those things where, you know, you know you've heard of it, but it ends up not actually existing.
The Mandela effect.
Well, yeah. isn't that the term, right? Mandela effect.
No, I'm just,
oh no, there
I'm
is.
Just, I mean, you're like comparing.
No, you're right. There is a movie called Shazam starring Sinbad as a genie.
Really? I was looking it up and it said no, but okay.
Okay, so Telegraph said. Okay, hang on a minute.
All right, so it's a triple feature: Shazam, starring Sinbad, then Suicide Squad, then
Good
Burger.
Oh no, it's not true. Not true.
Yeah, okay, so it's not true. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Don't know how the fuck that happened, but now he is in a movie called Shazam, but he's not playing a genie. So
all right, cool. I can live with that.
All right, so now we get into the deep stuff.
Deep stuff.
All right, so Zack Snyder's Justice League. Snyder Cut panel. Yes.
It looks from the trailers. Unfortunately, it looks good.
Yeah. Yes, it does. I'm going to eat so much turds over this. I bought the shirt.
That I will admit, when you told me that, I was like, wait, what?
I bought the associate producer shirt.
You bought
the
shirt. That's another drink, my friend.
I'll see myself out.
That's another drink. No, you can come back. Okay. You can come back. I love that. I love that where you're okay. You're like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought the shirt. It'll be here in 2 weeks. Oh boy, it hurts. So he's been super earnest, super friendly, very optimistic about the project, and brought like a 2 or 3 minute, 4 minute trailer, a huge trailer. All the footage that I saw looked fantastic. And Black Suit Superman, they showed Darkseid. First thing was Darkseid. And they showed like Wonder Woman doing something inspiring for a kid. And then they showed Flash saving Iris, doing some time thing, all this stuff that got cut from the movie. Like it was all, it was absolutely fantastic. And
I gotta drink more.
I do.
It helps, you know, I when I tweeted this out, the stream, I put hashtag humble pie.
That's the episode title.
There's humble nothing pie. I can do. Just put it straight up that I'm eating it because it's all DC. Zach eats humble pie. And it is bitter. And then he also said, it's all good news from this fucking panel. This is why I'm all of the turds. So the first thing is, it's 4 fucking hours long. But he's split it, God bless him, split it into 4 pieces on HBO Max. So it'll premiere as like episodes.
Yeah.
So it's practically a miniseries. That sounds great. I would probably, when this comes out, get HBO Max and keep HBO Max to watch this. But for all the people out there that are like, it's frowning upon the fact that it's HBO Max exclusive and all that stuff, in the same panel, he assured everybody watching that he has been in communication with several other executives, including Warner Brothers themselves, about other digital release options. So you don't have to get HBO Max. And if you want to watch it all in one piece, you can buy it that way and keep it that way.
Or buy the disc.
Yeah, he's doing everything right. So, that's it. I lose. Like,
Scorsese, take fucking notes.
Yeah, that's why I bought the shirt. I ate all of the humble pie on that. Like, even the footage. My fiance saw Justice League with me and hated it just as much as I did. We watched this together, saw the footage of the new trailer, and both of us were like, holy crap, I can't believe I want to watch this.
Right.
Hold on a second. I have a grocery delivery. Give me a second.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Oh, but you guys talk.
Your actual groceries?
They got delivered late.
I thought I heard a knock.
Hold on, I'm coming.
You got to understand, this is historical for where we live here in Jefferson. We don't live in Frederick where Colin and Brian do. And right when the pandemic stuff kicked off and we still had to stay inside and stuff like that, finally, we got a pizza place that would deliver to us. Grubhub finally opened up options to deliver to us. Grocery stores deliver to us. So
wait, who pizza-wise, who's delivering to you now?
They built a Papa John's in Brunswick, and they were trying to get customers, so they said, yeah, hell yeah, we'll deliver to Jefferson, no problem. I'll take what I can get.
From Brunswick, I mean, like, it's only, like, what, 10 minutes, if that?
If that.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, there's already like a Domino's there that won't deliver to us. Yeah. I mean,
even now?
Yeah. I checked. And then I made a horrible mistake with Sheetz, because all I saw was Sheetz and free delivery. So I did the order on Grubhub and then realized that it was coming from near Charlestown. So,
oh God,
I tip on all my orders, but I didn't. This poor girl, like, it said so and so is delivering your order. This poor girl went to the Sheetz, drove 25 minutes to my house to drop it off. So I stuck an extra 5 to my door and just wrote sorry. So
wow,
I should have read. I just assumed it was Frederick because Frederick has like 4 of them.
Right, and that's geographically speaking, that's closer.
Yeah. But it didn't have free delivery. I just clicked the free delivery option because every now and then it's like certain locations are offering free delivery. Sure. So lesson learned. Yeah. Try not to talk about all the DC stuff while he's gone. So I guess I'll keep drinking and talking about Justice League and how wrong I was. Because I tore the internet apart. Like all the people.
I remember.
Release the Snyder Cut. The Snyder Cut's real. Release the Snyder Cut. And I told all these people how stupid they were, how pitiful they were,
yep,
and how they needed to just lay down and take it and accept it. Like, hey, Justice League sucks. That's life. Move on. And I lose. I lose really bad. So, yeah. Some, you know, that's life. You can't win them all, man. So, but at the same time, I'm optimistic. I can't wait to watch it. I'm going to make sure that I purchase it and watch it. I purchased the shirt, the associate producer shirt. I'm going to fucking wear it when I watch it. So, you know, bravo to the fans and Warner Brothers and Zack Snyder for persevering and just making all these decisions and proving jackasses like me to be completely wrong about a situation. Cheers.
Cheers.
I never thought this day would come.
Yeah, me either. All right, no more of that. Can't even get myself completely schnockered on the show. Then there was the grand finale. And when I say grand, I mean no bullshit, like grand finale. The thing that was the completely shrouded in mystery. The preview for DC Fandom hinted that there would be footage, so we thought we were getting something. Didn't expect what we got. We're talking about Matt Reeves' Batman. So, my feelings of Batman notwithstanding, I thought to myself, oh boy, you know, 5,000th Batman thing, great. But I still wanted to see what Matt Reeves was going to do with it. And I was one of the only people, and I want this, I've got this on the record on this thing. I was fine with the choice of Robert Pattinson as Batman. Everybody else is typecasting him as sparkly Batman from Twilight and all that stuff. Nobody's giving him credit that he's a good actor. He's been in other shit too. So
the Lighthouse.
I have been,
The Lighthouse.
Yeah. So I liked the look of the car when they showed what that looked like before the trailer. Like I've been cautiously optimistic.
Now think about it. The Lighthouse is starring Batman and Green Goblin.
Hmm? Yeah, never thought you'd see that.
Finish it!
You know how much I sacrificed?
Finish it!
But,
From so...
Hello, my dear.
Nice. So the panel kicks off. Matt Reeves talks a lot. Like a lot. This was like a 25, 30 minute trailer. He talked for like 15, 20 minutes. So we're all kind of like, not sure about this. And then he issues an apology before the trailer. He says, I did bring some footage. I knew I couldn't come here without footage. And he goes, I'm very sorry, but only about 25% of the film has been actually filmed. But we managed to cut together a little something for you. I hope you guys like it. You know, thanks for watching. So 25% of the movie's been filmed. Less than 25% of the movie's been filmed. And this trailer was better than movies that are finished cutting trailers.
It's only 20% of principal shooting done. And
it's the best fucking trailer I've ever seen.
And it's so good.
I remember Sean and I had just finished a session.
As soon as I heard Nirvana, I was just like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean and I had just finished a session of Master Chief Collection, and I remember hearing Zach over my headset, Zach yelling in the background, "The Batman trailer released! The Batman trailer released!" I was like, "What?"
It's like it's with the enthusiasm, plus whatever they took back then of the Russians are coming. It was Zach coming into the room, basically like this. I'm just like, what?
I mean,
use your words.
He's not wrong. Like
Batman. I'm like, what?
He's not wrong.
Batman trailer. I'm like, oh.
I did. I was like, you've got to see the Batman trailer.
And then as soon as I watched it, I was like,
you should have seen his face when they showed the clip of Pattinson beating that guy to a pulp in one shot. This is one shot. It was like 15 seconds in one shot of him just like kung pao-ing this motherfucker, punching him in the face till he's out on the ground.
It was like Arkham City.
And then kneels down, hits him some more, and then instead of saying, I'm Batman, which everybody else thought he would say, he goes, I'm vengeance. And literally everybody's Batman boner just went, him. It was great. Like the guy looks at him, the thug's like, who, what the hell are you supposed to be? And as soon as Batman starts wailing on him, Sean just like pokes his head up and goes, oh my God.
And then you should have saw my face as soon as I saw the Batmobile. I was like,
Oh yeah, I've been telling people for like 2 months now that car looks awesome, and now everybody sees it and they're like, oh yeah, it is awesome.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, when Pattinson was just wailing on that one dude, I was just reminded of that kid on The Simpsons. Stop, he's already dead.
Yeah, it's fucking fantastic.
How dare you beat Doug Walker down?
And even before I came out yelling at Sean and freaking out, I was in my room just screaming at the computer. Like that Batman is so dark and creepy and
that clown he beat up totally looked like Doug Walker, by the way. Like a little bit. And then whoever doesn't like my Nostalgia Critic just looks at it and goes,
yes.
That would be me. But yeah, like, and the Riddler is like not a stupid, you know, cane waving, like, he's actually like creepy and freaky. And he's like, they show that guy with his face taped shut. We don't even know if that guy was alive or dead.
Yeah.
Probably dead. They showed the Penguin, which was Colin Farrell, looked nothing like Colin Farrell. I guess that's like some kind of prosthetic, like makeup or something.
Yeah, I remember seeing a photo like literally the day that trailer got released saying, I can't believe they spent like hundreds of thousands of dollars turning Colin Farrell into Richard Karn when you could just hire Richard Karn.
It is weird. It is weird.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't care. Like, it was awesome. That was like without debate that it was the best thing at the presentation, and everything else before it was still great. That was just the Omega level surprise that not only do they have enough footage to make a trailer, but it looks better than even like the Bale stuff. It looks like really good Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll be there day one for that shit. Just like I'll be there for day one of everything else I saw that day. So DC fandom kicked my ass. Like good on them. Especially, man, if I was Marvel, I'd be really concerned since they just pushed back like their entire fucking profile.
Oh my god.
Because what is it? Like 4 shows all delayed. All the movies are delayed. Like DC's. Hey, good for them. Marvel has just dominated the market. And some of the fans are worse than me. Obnoxious. Like it's time for DC to step up because they're clearly ready. They're going to show us that they can do stuff right. So. I'm excited. I'm ready. Like, I lost, but I'm happy to lose.
Alrighty. Well, so
I've eaten at least you can admit it. It's delicious. And
so moving on to our next topic.
Yes, and I'll have horrible humble pie diarrhea. Yes.
Horrible humble pie diarrhea. Matter? Now, that is a show title.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, write that down in the chat, in the thing.
Might be a bit excessive.
Yeah. So Disney Plus has gone on record saying that Mandalorian Season 2 is getting an actual release date, but they haven't given us a trailer, and...
Oh, God.
Why? Why would you do that?
I was, like, super... You spelled diarrhea wrong.
I did, and I don't care. I don't care. Look, you see? That's how much I care. No, that's much.
I just try to help. They came out this morning and they were like, it's Mandalorian Season 2 is coming out October 30th. So they met their promise that it was coming out in October, but they met it by like that much.
And wasn't Principal already done? About
the trailer. No trailer today.
It'll be done tomorrow.
It's done. It's the only thing that's going to be released on time. There's not going to be a trailer tomorrow. The rumors are that the trailer was supposed to come out during the NBA Finals like a week and a half ago, but Disney apparently didn't like it, and they've demanded it be recut. So that's kind of where we're at on that. I've heard about some issues behind the scenes. I don't know how much of that is true, but I also know it's Kathleen Kennedy, so there probably are issues behind the scenes.
Can we fire her and just keep,
you know,
Dave?
Have Dave have
her job.
She
can go away.
I believe her contract expires next year, so it's actually less expensive to just let her step down, which is apparently the plan. So I think she will be gone next year. Hopefully,
I hate her so goddamn much.
No, she's just not going to renew her contract. she's just not going to renew her contract. And then I assume like Jon Favreau or Dave or both will be able to step up and take over, and then we will see a new renaissance in Star Wars. But I, needless to say, I am worried now about Mando because the first season was so good, and there's already a lot of like talk that things may not be so great right now about season two. And I mean, with all the cast announcements and stuff, it's total chaos, like the rumors of who's in it and who's not. So I am definitely very cautious. I
well,
also
the fact that they,
was spamming
that they
all,
had
the,
poll,
all the Facebook pages today.
The fact that they had the poll trailer.
If that's true. Remember, these are just rumors. That,
and that means
it's just a rumor,
Kathleen
but
Kennedy's
it sounds
like, I don't like it.
Because they totally...
What she did with episode 9.
Hard to tell. Could be... We don't know what it could be. But it was told with a lot of certainty that we were supposed to get a trailer during the NBA Finals. And because that didn't happen, everybody's kind of worried now. When they announced the release date today, I went on the various pages and made jokes about a lack of trailer by changing Darth Vader quotes. So, like, I went on the Disney Plus page and I said, I find your lack of footage disturbing. Then I went to the Disney page and then I said, the ability to announce a release date is insignificant next to the power of a trailer. and then I went to the Star Wars page and then I was like, where are those transmissions you intercepted? What have you done with the trailer? I was having a lot of fun.
I love that.
I was being nice. I wasn't going there and being like,
the second one is the best.
Yeah, that one is actually pretty good. Like
the ability to announce a release date is
the power of a trailer.
Yeah, I was legit thrown off. I was like, wait.
For the first time, I think ever in my career as a being obnoxious prick on the internet, somebody commented on that and said, you win the internet. So I'm going to make a little plaque and put it on the wall that I, another internet user said that I won the internet. I'll take that. That'll never happen again.
Yep. That was
but,
good.
You know, I didn't also go in and be like, "How? Why is there no trailer, you stupid assholes?
What happened to those patents I sent you?"
But, I mean, I am worried. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. I'm pretty worried.
Where is the Rebel trailer?
So, especially because, like, yeah. Especially since, like, Disney is already kind of in hot water over the whole Mulan thing with Disney Plus.
Oh, my God.
Which is also very bad. You heard about this nonsense?
Yeah, yeah. So there, apparently, you're already paying, like, $7-$8 a month for Disney Plus. On top of whatever subscription services that you have outside of Disney Plus, which I imagine is a bunch, and then Disney's like, "Oh, you want this new movie exclusively for Disney Plus? Yay! Don't celebrate too soon. It's $30 for a rental."
Now, here's the thing: not a rental. So what it is Disney Plus, so a normal digital purchase is $30,
right?
Like with a modern movie. Like if you go to Amazon, but you get to keep it downloaded, it's yours. Here's the problem. You're paying an additional one-time fee to Disney Plus of $30 for the ability to unlock this film to watch it on Disney Plus. So you don't own it. You're paying $30 to unlock this special tier of Disney Plus where you can watch Mulan. And that's the only thing in that tier, by the way.
Now,
there's
if
no,
they
like,
unlocked
gold
other things,
standard or some
like
high-ranking thing where you get special perks and shit, they're not
now,
gonna,
now
they're
if
not
it's gonna. If it's that, if it's
it's
like,
gonna be
if
buy
they,
movies.
If they have like movies that they're releasing in the future and then that puts you on the tier for all a bunch of other movies, that's great. They should have set it up to where like Star Wars.
Nah, they're gonna charge each time
or something. But
yeah, they're not going to do that.
They're shooting themselves in the ass because no one's going to watch it, and so, it's probably going to be the number one pirated movie.
Well, actually, and...
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's,
on, what was it?
Even some of the most hardcore Disneyites are like, I'm not sure about this.
I'm not doing that.
Well, and actually...
And I didn't want to see it anyway. I don't want to see a Mulan movie without Mushu.
Right, I was like,
Eddie Murphy!
I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Well, I mean, Eddie Murphy still.
And the songs.
Like, no Mushu, no deal. I guess that makes me an asshole.
They're
but...
probably going to get rid of the songs, and it's I don't know. I don't know what to think of the movie, and I don't want to pay $30 to see it.
Also, I think it's
no.
I
mean, I'm not. I'm
right. Yeah, I also think it's fair to point out that
they did it with the wrong movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, see, I honestly thought like this model. I heard that. I was like, wow, I'm surprised they didn't do that for Hamilton.
Zach, you're kind of
yeah, because they didn't expect Hamilton to make that much money.
Yeah.
Oh shoot, is my connection bad?
Yeah, it's starting to go.
I'll come back. Hang on.
Hi, but Colin. Yeah. How you doing?
Not bad. But here's the funny thing, right? So even with Mulan being $30 from like now, it's only $30 from now until what was it, September 4th through November 2nd. So, Zach.
Yes.
I'm reading this article, and it turns out that Mulan is – you only actually have to pay $30 from now until November 2nd, and then as of December 4th, it's free to watch for all Disney Plus subscribers.
So no one's going to do that.
Right. So it's essentially, oh, you can pay $30 and watch it now, or you can wait 3 months and watch it in December for nothing.
3 months? Or, that's it?
Yeah, you can watch
it. I'll do that. I'll just wait 3 months and save $30.
I'll just wait 3 months and then watch it from my normal subscription fee.
If they'd done this with like Black Widow, I think it would have been an easier sell. Mulan's a risk. There are people that are already kind of iffy on Mulan, myself included. Like Black Widow, I'm going to watch Black Widow no matter what format it's released, but that should have been the movie they tried this out with.
Right.
It would make more money than Mulan. Like, nothing against the character. It's a great animated film. I don't think this remake's going to be very good. But then again, I don't think a lot of the remakes are very good, so.
Nah.
All right. Moving on to the next topic.
Okay, so Zach, you're going to have to explain this to me. So what is PulseCon?
Oh. Yeah. So... best way I can put this. So, you know, the entire internet, every year Hasbro makes various convention exclusive products from things like Transformers, Star Wars, Marvel, My Little Pony, Power Rangers, and G.I. Joe. And they go to places like New York.
What do you think about that, Brian? Sorry.
I feel bad.
He's right. He's right beside your TV again. He's in the same spot, Zach. Yeah.
I was actually talking to him about this a while ago before we came on because he's after something from this event now that we know when it's coming out. But yeah, so these exclusive items are usually they go on sale at places like New York Toy Fair, New York Comic Con, San Diego Comic Con. And even sometimes in like conventions in Europe and stuff like that, because of the pandemic, there are no conventions. They usually put the leftovers on Hasbro's website so that you can try and get them there, whatever they didn't sell at the event. So they made all these products, no cons, and everybody's been harassing them because they've slowly but surely been announcing on their live streams what these figures are, what they look like. There's a lot of really good ones. There's at least one that Brian wants. There's like two or three that I want. But they wouldn't say how you could get them. All they said was, you know, keep an eye out for news from Hasbro in September. And it's like, oh, great. So Hasbro Pulse Con is apparently a 2-day event on Hasbro Pulse website where they will announce officially all these products. And I guess one at a time, maybe all at once, I'm not sure. They'll put them up for sale so we can finally buy them.
Right.
So there's a couple things in there that are a big deal for some of us because I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm like a hardcore collector of Hasbro products, but I definitely have a couple that, I have a lot. There's more you can't see above my computer and on the wall above my bed and on the wall adjacent to the television.
There's barely, I don't even know what the wall color is in that room.
I think red.
It's red. It's red. It's
a
black,
lot of red looking.
It's a Black Series wallpaper, right?
And Marvel on this wall and kind of a mix of things on this wall. But yeah, thankfully for my wallet, the $120 Star Wars Con exclusive, is awful and I don't want it. So I don't have to worry about it.
Really? What was that one?
It's called The Heroes of Endor, and it is only two of the figures are new. The others are just new clothes, but they're the same sculpt. You've got Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia, and the Ewok that stole the speeder bike, and it comes with a speeder bike.
What the fuck is that?
And the only figures that are new are the Ewok that stole the speeder bike, and then Leia is a special figure. But Han and Luke have been made before. They've just kind of changed up the sculpt and the clothes, and they come with their Endor ponchos and yada yada. I don't care.
I already got Han.
Yeah, he looks just like that one. Actually,
let me pull it.
Yeah, go ahead. But yeah, it's like, you know, it's roughly $20 a figure. Like, these individually packaged ones are $20. So for four figures plus a vehicle, you're already looking at like $100 or more. So around 120. Right. And yeah, they usually are a lot better at coming up with exclusives. Like, I mean, they've done like the Grand Admiral Thrawn Giganto box. That was really awesome.
Right.
So I was very unimpressed. Yeah, that's the one. I mean, it's 6-inch scale. That's 3.75. But he looks like that. Only he looks just like the one on my wall behind me, right? Oh, I can get my finger just there. Yes.
Yep.
Only with that outfit. So.
Yeah.
So, let's see. What else they got? Marvel, they got what I really want is the Logan 2-pack. From the movie Logan, you've got Old Man Logan and then Old Man Charles in his wheelchair. Really, really, really nice. Jesus. And then my most desired one, thankfully it's just one figure, hopefully it's only gonna be like $30, is like a special like world class leader Cobra Commander from the new G.I. Joe line. And he looks fucking fantastic. Brian, on the other hand, poor Brian, has been after this new Lord Draken figure from Power Rangers. And that turned out to be a convention exclusive, and that is part of this event. So I was actually just talking to him a couple hours ago, like, hey, listen, I'm a Pulse Premium member.
No, you got to talk to Brian. You got to talk to Brian.
Is he below me or over here now?
He's over there now.
Oh, I can actually kind of reenact this. So, I can't. I'm looking at the wall. But I actually subscribe to Pulse Premium because I buy a lot of action figures. And Pulse Premium's main thing is it's $50 a year, free shipping on all your products. And then when the regular con stuff happens, we get first dibs on the leftovers. They haven't said yet if we will get first dibs on this online convention thing.
One would assume you would.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, because there's not a lot of perks for premium members. But the free shipping's already paid for itself, so I can't complain too much. But I told Brian, if I get first dibs, I will grab his Draken and he can just pay me for it. That way he gets his Draken figure because I'm nice like that. Mm-hmm. And I'll get my Cobra Commander and everybody will sing and be happy. And, you know, that'd be great.
Is it like based on the 80s series or is it based on like the films?
I would say neither of those things. It's kind of its own thing. Like, for example, let me grab here. I have the Amazon exclusive Storm Shadow. And I think, as you can see, I wouldn't call this the cartoon or the movies. Ooh. It's kind of its own thing. That's really nice. Like the deco and style. You can kind of get an idea of what the other figures will look like.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So they're kind of doing their own thing. I'm very picky with G.I. Joe. Like, I like the cartoon. I do very much love the movies more than most people. But when it comes to owning the figures, there's only a few that I want. I want Snake Eyes. I want Destro. I want Storm Shadow. I want Cobra Commander. I want at least one Cobra Trooper, which I'll probably never get. Thanks, Target! It's a story for another time. So yeah, I got... Actually, New York Toy Fair was one of the cons that actually stayed open, and they did that last fall, I think. This is before any of this mess happened. And I have the... I can't get it out because it's under a whole pile of crap I can't put on the wall. I'm sorry. I got the Premier Edition Snake Eyes that comes in this giant box. I think I've showed it on here before. It's like a beautiful etched box. It's got a special edition version of the figure with special weapons, a whole extra set of weapons and all that stuff. Like, I'm crazy about that. So the Cobra Commander will go nicely with that figure, because not to sound like a scalper, because I am technically, I do collect these, but I will sell them one day. That figure I bought for $45. It's already worth $160.
Nice.
So, don't hate the player, hate the game.
I have way more Endor stuff than I thought.
That's probably worth like $6.
Zach, it says $9.99 on the box.
Yeah, that depreciated it.
KB Toys.
Oh wow, that's dated.
Yeah, I mean, premium is very helpful. I got last year's.
He falls out of.
Yep.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. The problem with PulseCon though is that all of the toys are like it's all region locked. Like no other country besides what the U.S. and Canada is going to have access, right?
I don't know if that's official yet. I think there's been some concerns about it, but I don't actually know that myself. But at risk of sounding like a greedy tool, I'm okay with that.
I'm cool. Fuck everyone else.
No. England just got an awesome Star Wars exclusive, and I'm salty as fuck about it because I don't know if I'm going to get it, and I'm really embarrassed right now because I just forgot this character's name because I'm an idiot.
What character?
Have you watched Clone Wars?
Yes.
The CG one? What's that? What's the bounty hunter? He's blue. He has a cowboy outfit and the guns.
Oh, God.
Bane.
Cad Bane. Thank you. Thank you, Sean. So, yes, they got an awesome exclusive Cad Bane. He comes with this little droid sidekick. Fucking, they expect me, if I want it, to buy it from a UK online store, which is already going to charge me more, plus the shipping of getting it overseas. So it's like a $30 figure that I'm going to pay $75 for so they can blow me. Right. So
I got
Cad Bane was pretty cool in Rebels, though.
You mean Clone Wars. Cad Bane wasn't in Rebels.
Was I thought he was in Rebels.
No, he's only in Clone Wars. Everybody expected him to come back in Rebels, but he never showed up.
That's right.
If I can figure out how to get that figure, I'll be all over it. I hear rumors that it might come to the States, but Hasbro's kind of weird with what
That's
ships wear
right.
and stuff like that.
That was the episode with the whiny Ahsoka. Which
Correct.
Is very, very big.
Before she became really cool, yes. So, I mean, not to sound like an asshole, but I mean, I feel bad that it's region locked, but the other side of me doesn't, because it means that my odds are better of getting what I want. So, you know, that's life, man. I want Hasbro to stop doing Target exclusives, and those people get to win, and I don't. That's just the way the game is played.
No, I got you.
It's a rough game, that collectibles.
Oh, it's gotten pretty nasty, you know, collecting toys that were originally designed to be played with by six-year-olds.
Again, I'll just reference 48-year-old version. Like, how did he pay for this nice wedding? He sold all his toys. Bitch, we better get some toys.
No bullshit, dude. There's a Boba Fett on my wall. Thankfully, Pulse Premium. I got it. It was a leftover San Diego Comic Con last year. I got it for $20. It's worth $320. So
I'm telling you, here's the thing. Like, people say, "Oh, it's childish. You're collecting toys." I'm like, no. It's an investment if you're shopping wisely.
Yeah, if you know what you're doing. Like, I've got some that are worth money, but the ones that I have that aren't worth money are still ones that I like, that make me happy. Like, you know, this 2-pack behind me is just some First Order officer dude and then Admiral Ackbar from the new movie. It's not worth anything, but I love Admiral Ackbar. That's a beautiful figure, so I don't mind having it. But, you know, then I've also got, like... And then, you know, I've got all my Mandalorian figures and Boba Fett, and they're all worth a fuck ton of money, so, you know. Yeah.
I got my Star Trek Next Generation... Once I got Gworf, I got Lore, which is Data's evil brother.
I did always like him.
I did got you say Gworf?
Lore.
No.
I think you said Worf.
No, it's Gorf. But you said Goron. Gworf. I'm sorry, Goron.
Oh,
Goron.
Oh, okay. Goron. Okay, I was like, wait a minute.
Like, who the fuck is Gworf?
it's a really good Worf.
All right, fair enough. All right, I want to move on to this last topic. So every so often when I'm doing prep work for an episode, you know, I'll go on Twitter and see what's trending on the tabs. You know, and again,
a big risk.
Yeah, it is. Most days I'm usually greeted with something awful. Someone's died or, more pointless bullshit. But today...
Hey, let's fight.
let's fight. So, but today... Today I found a gem, and I want to share it with you too.
Is this YouTube video?
Yep.
Okay, let's do it.
I hate this so much. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So here, don't forget to unmute yourselves once I give it to you. Here we go.
Jim, and then you. Okay.
I promise I won't take up too much of your time here. My name is Andrew Christensen. I live at 1212 Twin Ridge Road. Lincoln has the opportunity to be a social leader in this country. We have been casually ignoring a problem that has gotten so out of control that our children are throwing around names and words.
This is like without C-SPAN, even understanding but on the local needs, level.
Keep watching.
Treating things as though they're normal. I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings. I propose that we as a city remove the... Excuse me, I'm trying to...
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Try and talk. Don't interrupt
me. As a city, remove the name boneless wings from our menus and from our hearts. These are our reasons why. Number one, nothing about boneless chicken wings actually come from the wing of a chicken. We would be disgusted if a butcher was mislabeling their cuts of meats, but then we go around and pretending as though the breast of the chicken is its wing. Number two, boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are
Look
already
at this man's
boneless.
Tie.
I don't go to order boneless tacos. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. It's just what's expected. And then number three, we need to raise our children better. Our children are raised being afraid of having bones attached to their meat. That's where meat comes from. It grows on bones. We need to teach them that the wing of a chicken is from a chicken, and it's delicious. I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash. We can take these steps and show the country where we stand.
Shots
and that we
fire.
Understand that we've been living a lie for far too long. And we know it.
I personally, I love the saucy nugs.
Thank you. Thank all the down.
I would like to just comment here. For the record, that's my son.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I would like a moment for rebuttal.
Colin? No. Let Colin explain himself first.
I want the floor.
No, okay. I'll let Zach have it.
I want the floor.
Go.
I'll yield my time to the gentleman.
I refuse to admit inferiority to this Neanderthal who hasn't accepted the fact that technology has allowed us to remove delicious meat from bones so that we can eat it easier, and it tastes just as good, if not sometimes better. So numbnuts living in the past with his 1980s haircut, who's going home alone, I guarantee it. His stupid bone-in wings are, but I am no inferior for embracing the future.
I did think his haircut broke my achy breaky heart. And
what a jag off.
It really did have a yeah.
So, I'm not gonna lie.
What a jag off.
I gotta admit, just the thing I love is that it's a fucking city council meeting. They actually let him get all the way through his point before they just like. I'm
yeah,
surprised, like,
yeah,
30 seconds in, they were just like.
Because
stop.
His daddy had a seat.
That's my son.
Because his daddy had a seat, and I guarantee they were like, don't worry, guy, we're going to get on
guy,
YouTube. And everybody
the guy
will
looked
watch
ashamed.
Us.
The guy looked funny. He's just like, he looks at his neck. That's my son.
All I have to say is, I wouldn't even say connoisseur at this point. As a professor of chicken, don't start insulting each other on how we eat our chicken for two reasons. One, chicken is always good, no matter where you get it. Number two, boneless is the future. You're a fucking caveman.
Here, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Would you, if they renamed boneless wings saucy nugs, would you eat them?
No.
I would.
Saucy nugs sounds like something that gets stuck to your butt hair when you poop.
Yeah, bro, I had some boneless
let's
wings
go
last
some,
night.
Yo, let's and go to then, beat up then and get I'm some saucy nugs. That
oh, dude,
dude. At all.
Dude, we wrecked the bathroom. We totally had some saucy nugs, man.
Now, if you want to put a spin on it where they still sound cool and it's funny, call them imposter wings. That's funny. That's not gross.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, and it's still, you kind of embrace that. It becomes fun that way, but don't make it, don't call them trash. You're not superior with your fucking disgusting ass hands covered in sauce and all this, whereas I can eat mine with a fork if I want and stay clean.
Hey,
I'm superior to you.
I declare
war on this long-haired
Colin,
redhead idiot.
I have a new band name. It's called Frank's Red Hot and the Saucy Nugs.
Sounds like dingleberries. Dingleberries.
I'll buy your first nugs. Album, Sean.
Okay, so Frank's Red Hot and the Saucy Nugs. Our first Red album. Nugs, first album is called Capsaicin.
Yeah.
Saucy Nugs sounds like the name of a porn star 30 years from now when they run out of names.
like Upgrade. There are 3,000 listings for Upgrade.
I'm salty as shit.
Yeah, you are.
About to order myself some boneless wings for lunch tomorrow, just to spite that asshole.
Excuse me, Pizza Hut, do you have any saucy nugs?
Saucy nugs available?
Excuse me, sir, we do not appreciate you using that language.
Unfucking believable. To point out, I also eat regular wings. I do. But still, this guy's a fucking jerk.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Bro looked like he was on To Catch a Predator.
Oh, maybe it's a DJ name. DJ Saucy Nugs.
I'd listen to DJ Saucy Nugs.
It's a lot of wet sounds. Just cantaloupe, cheeks, chicken breaths.
Everything just slapping together.
Ew.
And on that note, you just wasted a perfectly good hour.
One more piece of chicken news.
Okay.
Just because.
Go ahead.
While we're talking about chicken, I would be remiss not to point out that McDonald's has just announced for the first time in 30 years, they're adding a new nugget flavor. They're finally doing spicy chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I heard Wendy's ripped them apart on social media.
I'm sure they did, but I'll still try them. I mean,
hey, that's the next TWUP date.
Okay.
Next week, what did Wendy's say about McDonald's spicy going into the spicy chicken game far too late?
Still angry from that video?
And is Zach still angry from the Saucy Nugs video?
Odds are good he will be.
Fucking rapey looking motherfucker.
Oh, by the way, did you guys know that there's a Zaxby's that's closer than the one in Winchester?
Bullshit. Where?
It's in Fairfax.
I'm just gonna look that up, please.
Yeah, sure.
Bear with me.
I'll see you later.
It's 10:28, bro. They ain't open.
I'm gonna wait till tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
Zach. I will tell you, it's not much closer. It's 10 miles closer, but.
I mean, 10 miles.
I wonder how hot you can bring them back this time. Because I remember last time you brought it back from Winchester.
That's a good point.
They were warm. They were warm.
Let's talk another brief addition to Zach's a driving psychopath. Real quick, much to my joy and happiness, when I was manager training at the Rubies in Winchester for a month, I found out that on the opposite corner of that street that I was on with Ruby Tuesday was the Zaxby's in Winchester that I'd forgotten about. So almost every day I was going there, getting drive-through and just eating on the way home because it's a long drive. So I came in with the trash one night and Sean was like, I want Zaxby's. So I was like, you know what? I'll get a big pile of Zaxby's that we can eat. And he goes, yeah, I guess I'll have to microwave it or something. And I was like, ha, right. And, you know, he, in his defense, it's not illogical to think that I can't get food to him in an hour that's still warm. However, he very much underestimated my, what's the term? Tenacity, shall we say. So I ordered a...
See, and the thing is, I know what Zach's talking about because I've driven that route from Frederick to Winchester.
It's nasty.
There are sections where you can put the pedal down as long as they're, you know.
Yeah, and then there's sections where the traffic lights fuck you in the ass.
So I mean, yeah,
that was part of what I did. You're gonna love this, Sean. So every time I hit a red light, I turned right and then turned around and made another right turn to get back on the road so I didn't have to wait for the light. That was one of my tricks. Every car that saw me do that was some guy or girl rolling their eyes at me like, oh, what a fucking idiot. And I was like,
roll down your window and go, I got chicken.
Oh. I'll be like, yo, this is a tender's run. You can fuck right off.
I got chicken.
First of all, I'm not an idiot. I'm efficient.
Yeah, damn straight, I'm efficient. I flew through Mount Airy, just barely touching my speed to make sure I didn't get nicked by a cop. And then as soon as I touched 340, I was doing a buck 5, flying back to Jefferson. Ran in, put the food down in front of Sean, and I said, "Hey, that's still warm." And he looked at me like,
I opened it up, and I was like, and I'm like, it's warm, like warm, like. Like
he didn't have to heat it up.
it only felt like the box was waiting there for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I see.
Which I know, the package I was holding came from a place where a normal person drives around 3 hours.
Yeah, I would be a god. I sealed the bag. Because the car I was driving has zone temperature control, so my side was a crisp 67 degrees. That side was like 80, running the heat.
You were doing the dominoes thing.
Oh yeah, it's got zone temperature control. That means I can be comfortable and the food can be hot. And right, then I drove like an absolute loony. I skipped all the lights. When I got to 340, I did over 100 easily. And then as soon as I got home, I gave him the food. He didn't even have to microwave it. Like, he just opened the box, touched one of the tenders, and was like, "How did you do that?"
Efficiency.
It was the best thing ever. I was just like,
I am a driving god.
Nice.
Okay. Well, okay, American Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that cinches up, you know, an episode of Boldly Going Nowhere. Jesus Christ, I had a brain fart.
I think that right 32 4, 40 4, Dick Clark's New Year's Eve rocket.
Thank you for watching me thus far.
30 countdown. 10 fish. 42 popsicle.
Thank you, listen, monkey fork.
Indeed, thank you, listen, monkey fork. So for Sean Holmes, for Zach Patterson, and for Brian Massey, I'm Colin Kakamas, and you've been Boldly Going Nowhere.
And I'm monkey fork.
Monkey fork, yeah.
Oh, I can't even find the outro button. I'm laughing too. Oh, there's my mouse. There's the outro. God damn it! No, don't delete off the playlist. God damn it!
God damn. I broke him. I win. I win the podcast.
There it goes. Oh Jesus Christ.
Little pee-pee in your pants.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com.
Well, that sounded great. How'd you do that?
Wow, that sounded great.